Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Gallant Fuse Daily News for Tuesday, the 7th of May, 2024. My name's Colin, and I'm delighted to be joined by Scott. How are you today, my friend?
Yeah, not bad, mate. As I always say, never a better way to start the day than speaking about the Rangers, even though there weren't much speaking about today.
Well, I know I'm desperately trying to get some news stories, man. Last pod I done was on Sunday night with Bill, and I was saying, like, high as a kite, feeling really good about the Old Firm on Saturday. But I did say that this would change every 6 hours between then and Saturday. And I don't know, man, like, my nerves are just starting to kick in. It's going to be a long week of build-up. How are you feeling about Saturday?
I'm just glad it's Saturday and no Sunday, because it just gets out of the way rather than waiting an extra day for it. Because normally they're on a Sunday.
I know.
So getting out of the way on a Saturday is a good thing. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's one of the things. At the start of the week, you think we're going to get pumped, and then comes game day, you think we're going to pump them. It happens every Old Firm, and this one's going to be no different.
Aye. You're right. We're going to go through them every motion. Suppose I was at the Women's Old Firm yesterday, and maybe that's tailoring my feeling. Felt really good about that yesterday for Rangers form side. They started really well the first 30 odd minutes, didn't take any chances. Celtic were the better team in the second half, and it finished not in each. I know both you
sounds
and
like the men at Buffer.
Hey?
Sounds like the men at Buffer.
Aye, I know.
Start well, miss all the chances.
I know, at least for United as a club with that. I know you and Bill yesterday were saying it was a title decider. I do think that as well. I think Rangers have really missed our chance to go and win this week. Celtic and Rangers are level on points. Celtic have 13 goals over Rangers. Rangers have the more difficult run-in. They need to go and play Glasgow City, Hearts and Partick. I don't see Celtic slipping up dropping points, and I don't see Rangers scoring 13 goals more than Celtic. I mean, both teams have been prone to scud teams, but Celtic are likely going to get 5-6 goals in a couple of their games. Speaking to Jo Potter yesterday, she said she knows effectively Celtic have an extra point with that. Disappointing, but she can only go and take it one game at a time, see where they are. Really disappointing, given how far ahead Rangers were at certain points, and it wasn't yesterday through the league away. There's been a poor game when they they dropped points at Homey Hearts last month.
Dropped points against Thistle as well, I think.
Thistle as well, yeah. So, know the start to Old Firm week that I wanted, Scott?
No, it doesn't say it in good stead, does it? But I mean, anything can happen in these games, you know. It's a very Sky Sports branding type thing, but anything can happen in these games. Like, they went 1-0 up in the first 20 seconds last game, and we scored in the last minute. Like, anything can really happen. The Thistle goals, red cards, whatever. So anything can happen in these games, but right now I'm not the most confident, just purely based on this team, this group of players, kind of drained any confidence I would have out of us.
I know. But again, that might change tomorrow. But just finishing up on the women. We spoke to Nicola Docherty yesterday as well, and they've everything we got for put on Docherty was, I don't want to sound critical of this, but it was very cliche. They won the two down, they put on a brave face to be fair to them. So, Rangers are now playing for Snookers in the women's league. I don't see it happening, but you know, I find they just need to go and win one game at a time and see where they go. Both Rangers and Celtic have dropped points in that women's league, so it may happen again. But talk about the players needing a bit of fight and desire. A story about yesterday where a certain fullback showing all the fight in the world. So for anybody that's not seen it, there's a video of Borna Barisic swearing up to a fan, so you can see Borna Barisic signing a shirt for a kid, and then he looked further up the line and he runs towards an older guy and tries to push him as well. So this has went viral. Scott, I think you've maybe got a bit more detail from somebody there that was there.
Yeah, this is post on one of the Rangers' Facebook pages. Waiting with my daughter after the game for signatures and two grown men shouting at Butland as he couldn't stop the sign. Took a barrage of abuse from a clown of a guy. Butland spoke to the guy and rightly told him what was what. What if he had an appointment to make? Butland normally stands inside everyone's shirts, etc. Another guy shouting at Barisic as he missed his top. Barisic also responded, and rightly so. This was grown men, not the kids who this is all about. He accepted this. It was embarrassing to see. Take a long, hard think before shouting abuse.
So, it'll be interesting to get your thoughts on this. This is a very, very emotive topic, not just with Rangers, with football fans in general. Like, what do you expect for your players? I think it's really nice when players will stop and sign shirts and take the time out for fans, especially the younger fans and the kids, but there's no obligation. I've never been one for, I'd expect somebody to take 45 minutes after the work's finished to go and see it. It's really nice when they do it, so I think you can mend when it happens, but I don't think you barrage when they don't. I think on a slightly separate note, I know how passionate we all are about a football club, and it's a way of life for a lot of us, but end of the day, these guys are just doing their job, whether they're doing it well or not. Like, it's just another grown man. These guys are probably roughly ages with me, even that we're talking about. I'd be mortified if I was caught outside the Boomlin stand shouting at fucking Borna Barisic. Like, I do my shouting at the terraces. I would never think to stop somebody out with the game and say, or X, Y, and Z for whatever reason. What's your take on it, Strott?
First of all, it's the fact he wasn't shouting about his performance. You were shouting at Barisic because it was performance, fair enough. But it's because he was shouting at him because he didn't say his shut. I mean, we'll say this is grown men. Like, they didn't have any kids with him. These are grown men who are going to take their shirts, take their boots, or whatever they sign, and try and punt them on eBay. That's exactly what they're going to do, and try and make money off it. They're not doing it for a memorabilia. They're not doing it for any of that. They're trying to make money off it. So, and they're getting annoyed because Bonner missed his shot, even though Bonner's just finished 90 minutes of a hard shift. I've done all right, to be fair to him. Hard shift against a good Kelly team. He was going down the line and missed a shot. Not exactly the worst thing in the world. But like I've waited for pictures, but I don't understand an autograph. I would much rather get a picture with someone than get an autograph of them. Like, a picture's more, you can get more sentiment out of a picture with bit more personal, yeah. But as I said, the autograph's just to be punted. Like, they're not keeping it. Like, I don't understand it. I mean, and this old man shouting at Bonner. It's embarrassing, man. We're still technically in a title race. We're still technically going for a treble. Mathematically possible, we could win a treble. Win four games with a bit of luck. We win a treble. And these lot are shouting at our fullbacks and we're signing a shot. Like, what's it all about? Just sort yourself out, everyone. The fans need to sort themselves. I mean, I don't understand autographs, but if you're getting an autograph, someone's going to miss your shot, it's not the end of the world. He's giving them Tuesday, play Dundee, just get it then. This is getting harsh, but it's Bonner Barisic. Like, it's not the end of the world. You get better autographs. But I mean, yeah, it's just embarrassing from the fans' point of view. But I think Bonner reacting the way he does. I don't know what he says, but it looks like he lifts a hand. He doesn't hit him, obviously. He kind of lifts us or points at him. There's no real need for him to do that. He could probably get annoyed and shout at him, but no need to get aggressive with the guy. I just think it's embarrassing in all fronts.
Aye. Know what we need when we're trying to get a bit of unity and a bit of belief ahead of Saturday. We certainly know what we need at all for players or fans. Incidentally, I think it's just like, so as much as it's embarrassing for the supporter, also a bit mental given who Bonner Barisic's dad is. So,
don't do that.
Aye, don't do that.
It's going to go missing suspiciously soon.
I know, so maybe don't go on a holiday onto the continent anytime soon, you absolute maniac. So, no, very strange. And just before this, you sent in to your group chat the rumours about Alex Ray and Fabio Silva having a swear go after the game on Sunday. Obviously, it just sounds like bullshit rumours, mainly because swear go wouldn't be the right term. It would just be Alex Ray wiping the flare with a young Portuguese
footballer. It'd be really funny if it was true, but I mean, Fabio Silva's got a lot of stick, deserves. I've never seen one player being universally disliked from everyone, including his own fans. folk in Scotland don't like him. Mainly, a few of the reasons, price tag, I think the way he acts, the diving, stuff like that. And Rangers fans don't like him because he's in stupid celebrations. And he's also not very good at football. So, and also, and it's getting battered by Alex Ray. Please, it's not true, but it'd be really funny if it was.
I know, Alex Ray's a wee guy, but he's a feisty wee guy. You just know he's got that kind of wee mental streak in him. So, absolutely. You'd be doing somebody like him for Saturday, to be fair. Obviously, we mentioned it is quite a slow news day. But I'm kind of loath to read this one out because it's just like kind of generic, football world website, Glasgow Times headline, Rangers apparently are ready to offer one of the under-16 players, Alexander Smith, his first pro contract. So Alexander Smith's 15-year-old. I think he got his debut for the US under-17s last month or the month before, so he holds dual nationality. Quite highly thought of. I don't know too much about him, but Rangers are going to offer him his first pro contract, but there is interest from Arsenal for the same. So again, there's probably two parts to this, Scott. When the majority of players reach 16 and they are shown promise, Rangers will offer them a pro contract. That's just how they do it. It's not tens of thousands, it's just it's a longer term contract. So that's not really new news. Like, he's 15 turning 16. Naturally, he's either going to get released or offer the contract. The fact that Arsenal have been mentioned and is specifically Arsenal and it's not a host of Premier League clubs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It seems a bit more specific. I think if there's any truth to this, then Alexander Smith won't be a Rangers player next year. If Arsenal got to offer him a contract, then he will be an Arsenal player.
I mean, yeah, it's how it is. I mean, the first name that came to mind when I read this story was Billy Gilmore. We had him in the books. Chelsea came in, offered him a house, offered him stupid money, met with Frank Lampard, and he met with Ashley Cole. Maybe John Terry as well. Maybe a few Chelsea like legends. Lampard wasn't the manager at the time. I think it was Conte. But he met with Lampard and he sort of spoke with him. And they read it, rolled out the red carpet for him. If Arsenal aren't serious about this boy, they'll probably do the same. You'll meet your Patrick Vieiras and Tony Adams and whoever else that Arsenal want to roll out to try and get this boy to sign. But the pool is English Premier League, London and money. That's the three things Arsenal can offer him. Three things that we can. We could offer him probably game time, but let's be honest, kids want. If I'm 15, 16, I've got two offers on the table, one 5 grand a week, one grand a week. I'm taking 5 grand a week. Anyone with half a brain just taking 5 grand a week to live in London, train with Arsenal, sort of probably push up. You're training with one of the even. Arsenal are one of, if not the best teams in Europe at the moment. With the Arteta's doing some job, probably won't win the league. Slightly unlucky with that, or whatever. So you're going into a project, and he's looking at even Arsenal bringing youth players like Martinelli coming through, Saka, Smith Rowe, these top players that are given their chance by Arteta. So he's looking at that and thinking, I've got a chance here. If he thinks he's good enough, he'll probably go to Arsenal. We can't offer that. We don't even offer our own young players minutes. Me and you have spoken about this at length on these shows many a time. But we don't give a youth player minutes. So why would they sign for us over an Arsenal? We'll probably give him. You can't give him any less minutes than we would. So you're going to take the money option. Living in London, big club, good coach. So he's probably going to Arsenal, and that's pretty sad indictment of our youth system that Arsenal offer them as many minutes as we can.
Aye, and that's, we're never going to compete financially with the Premier League clubs, so we need to compete elsewhere, and that should be the pathway. And in the first team, it's a joke that the, you know, Arsenal have brought through more young players at a more competitive level than what Rangers have. So that should be, it should be a no-brainer that in Scotland, you'll be able to get more minutes than you will for a top club in England. But until we address that, then we don't have a chance of keeping our top players. Even when we do, if it's minutes versus money, then the players have a decision to make. And, you know, I work for money, you know what I mean? Like, you work for money. Yeah, like it's just a fact of life, and getting life changing money when you're 16, when you're not guaranteed the money further down your career, like I don't blame anybody for that. So we'll always we will still lose out when it comes to minutes versus money, but we won't lose out as often if we can offer minutes. So again, the listeners are probably bored to death for us. I think we're quite united as a podcast that we need to change this, but we'll continue ranting about it until Rangers do something about it. The last story I want to kind of run through, it was an interview in the Rangers Review with Jermaine Defoe that I seen. It was quite interesting, just when we're talking about doing something different with the youth pathway and potential. We spoke in the past about different types of coaches coming in. He's been speaking about being ready for his first management role. So he was saying, understand everyone's journey is different, but I do feel like I'm ready and having these conversations with experienced people around me. They definitely say the same as well. But I've not had any interviews. I don't think there's much to say on it, really. I think when people look at the affiliation with the clubs, I was there as a player, I used to be Sunderland, and had an amazing relationship with the fans. Obviously, the Bradley Lowry story, a lot of people said to me, it makes sense if you come back as manager, and we understand you're coaching at Tottenham, and you spoke about having your team ready. So that's a conversation I've had with people. In terms of the interview, I've not had an interview. If you had said to me, now, would you like to be Sunderland manager in the future? Then why not? Suppose if you are, I don't know. John O'Shea or someone that's played for Sunderland and gone into coaching, then of course you would eventually love to manage a football club at that size. If you say no, you're probably in the wrong game. So he's a youth coach at Tottenham right now, Scott. We need something different in the youth setup and at Rangers. I always thought that there was maybe a chance that Jermaine Defoe would maybe come back up and be a youth coach. Or when we talk about we need somebody different than Dave McCallum for the B team, Jermaine Defoe's kind of along the lines of the Kevin Thompson, Thompson mold. The fact that Jermaine Defoe's talking about getting his first manager's job, does that start to rule that out?
Well, don't know, because Kevin Thompson, well, man, people always speak about going in first team management. I think it's very rare you get your first job at a big club unless you are top of level footballer. Like Steven Gerrard, for example, Frank Lampard when at Derby, Wayne Rooney, my first job at Derby as well. So I love Jermaine Defoe as a player. He was a great player in England. I thought he was very underrated at us. But he's not that top of the level footballer. He's not Gary Neville at Valencia, is another example. Unless you're a top tier footballer, which I don't think Jermaine Defoe was, you don't get a big club as your first manager job. John O'Shea went to Ireland. He was kind of given that job because no one else wanted it. Completely honest.
Pretty much, aye.
I think they interviewed a bunch of guys. No one wanted it, so they gave it John O'Shea. So I think Jermaine Defoe's best path to getting a top job is youth coaching. Whether that is us doing it at Spurs, I think the Spurs under 21s have just won the Premier League 2, or right, they're near the top anyway. So I don't know what age rank he's working in, but Spurs have got a good youth setup there anyway. Spurs always have had a good youth setup. So I think if he wants a top club, I think youth coach is the best path to do it. And I think Spurs is probably a good job he's at the moment. I mean, look at Kieran McKenna, who just got promoted to Ipswich. He was a Man United coach. Michael Carrick, another one who was a Man United, who was an assistant under Ollie. So these people, these managers who look to be good young coaches, start off as an assistant, as a youth coach, and then move their way up the ranks, earn their badges, earn their reps, and then get job. Then Kieran McKenna, perfect example, go up, so it's back-to-back motion now in the Premier League. They stay up, he's in the link for a West Ham job, and the West Ham job just came up, an Everton job, that kind of level. He's probably in that, if they ever lose a manager, he's probably one of the ones they'll be in conversation with. So I think Jermaine Defoe can look at someone like a McKenna, like a Carrick, and work his way up the levels. He's not going to come in and get a Rangers job straight away or a Sunderland job straight away. He needs to earn his reps. And I think at a club, even a youth club like Spurs, and then get someone like MK Dons, someone of that level, and then work his way up. That's probably the best way for Jermaine Defoe to get his way in coaching.
It'll be interesting because I think people underestimate how difficult it is working for like an MK Dons as well. But there is the argument you need to, like, the best managers in the world should be able to manage effectively at any level. But I think what a lot of professionals struggle with at that level is just trying to get their ideas, what they could do as a footballer, get these players to do, but they're lesser players. And I think we even seen that with Gerrard to an extent. His first couple of years, he just couldn't get.
Yeah, I heard stories about Thierry Henry at Monaco. Thierry Henry was not a good coach at Monaco because he was just a bit like, I could do this, why can't you? A lot of the Monaco players weren't a fan of his coaching way. So he needs to sort of find the right balance. I also think this is a sad indictment of the year we're in. But if you look round the leagues, there's not a lot of black managers.
No.
When you think about it. What's his name? He was at Sheffield Wednesday. Darren Moore, I think his name was. He got sacked. He got Sheffield Wednesday up and then got sacked. So that means I don't think there's any black managers. And there wasn't, at the start of the season, there wasn't any black managers in the 72, which is the Championship League 1, League 2. So I think Defoe's also got that to work with as well, which is very depressing that we're talking about this in 2024. But it's a fact. There's not a lot of black managers going about. Patrick Vieira is another one who's still not got a job, even though I thought he'd done a decent job at Palace. That's something that Defoe needs to sort of work with as well, which is, again, it's depressing, but it's true.
Yeah. North of the border, I can only really think Marvin Bartley is the only black manager.
He should get sacked as well.
The fuck he there you go, you know.
Was it Clyde he was at?
No, it was Queen of South.
South he was at?
You know, it's... You know, I think we don't want to verge into the political realm, but I think it's clear face. There is an issue. Yeah, obviously there is more.
Yeah.
You know, there is more footballers, white people in the country, but no to that scale where you don't have one black manager. So yeah, you're right. There's something he has to deal with. Hopefully it doesn't. You know, hopefully it does start to change. He's quite a very well respected figure, and kind of globally, just not very well liked, and he speaks very well as well. So hopefully that does help him overcome that barrier. But again, it's not a barrier you should have to overcome if you're good enough.
No,
regardless of race, gender, X, Y, Z, then that should be all that matters. So I think that'll do us for today. Then any parting words to the listeners before we finish up?
Yeah, you're going to be sick of me speaking about this, but I'm doing something called Hyrox, which is a sort of fitness assault course thing. I'm doing it for Macmillan Cancer. There will be a Just Given in the description and on the tweet as well. So any donations to that would be much appreciated.
Yeah, it's for a very, very worthy cause. And even though with that, you must be a fucking maniac to go ahead and do something like this, Hyrox. So fair play to you for that, Scott. So I'll put that in the description, folks. And you know, whether it's, you know, £1 or £1, anything is anything will go towards supporting that. No donation too small. And well done to Scott and all the rest of the maniacs doing this for charity. But Scott, it's always a pleasure speaking to you in the morning, my friend.
Yeah, no, it's good. I think it's me and you on the morning as well.
Aye, I know. 2 days in a row. Lucky me. Yeah. And thank you to everybody for watching as always. If you can, find us a like on Facebook, Instagram, a follow on Twitter, a subscribe on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts as well. If you're listening on the audio versions, give us a follow, 5-star review. anything to help the pod grow, it really does go a long way. But until tomorrow, where Scott and I will hopefully have a wee bit more concrete news, have a lovely Tuesday, folks. Take care.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.